Hello, Lara Hines, the top stories from ABC News. The government is vowing to refer Labor MPs with dual citizenship doubts to the High Court. The coalition says several opposition MPs could be ineligible because they didn't completely renounce dual citizenship before nominations closed at the last election. Labor has threatened to go nuclear if the coalition tries to take them to court. An 8-year-old girl who was critically injured in a crash at Perth Motorplex has died in hospital. The girl was driving a junior drag racing car yesterday afternoon when it hit a concrete barrier. US President Donald Trump is looking to Russia and China to help rein in North Korea's nuclear and missile ambitions. He also says he believes friendship is still possible with a North Korean leader. This is despite Mr. Trump's latest tweets, in which he said Kim Jong-un had insulted him by calling him old, whereas he would never call Kim Jong-un short and fat. And Socceroos striker Tim Cahill says his ankle injury is feeling good ahead of Wednesday's Make or Break World Cup qualifier against Honduras. The team arrived back in Australia this morning after a nil-all draw in the first leg in San Pedro Sula.